The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This is a continuation of last week's broadcast, Already in Progress.
When we're praying, sometimes you ever be praying and things come out? But you said, oh, I didn't know I was going to say that. The Spirit is making intercessions according to God's will. Because we don't know how to pray, really. We pray God gave us how to pray in the book of Matthew. But really, we don't use that scripture like we really should. If we really pray that scripture, we'll always pray the will of God. Because at first, it honors God, and then it deals with us. And if we would learn to use that scripture and just expound that scripture in our prayers, we will always pray the will of God. Our Father, which art in heaven. And you know, just go into details about how he's great and he's adorable and he's wonderful. If you really pray our Father prayer, you could be on your knees all day long. All day talking about the goodness of God. Forgive me, my debt. Oh, God, I've sinned. Somewhere I've done something that wasn't pleasing to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've done something, God. Forgive me. Try me again and see if I won't be what you want me to be. Try me, Lord. And now we can continue with, and we know. The word and is a conjunction. And it's putting all the things that I just talked about, it's putting it together for us. It's bringing all this. It's saying that we get all that, and then we know that it's working for our good. So we is not mean one person. That means at least two. It's talking about the saints of God. And we know is an assurance. No doubt, be reassured, I am confident that what I'm going through is going to work out for my good. I'm confident, I know this. God has assured me that all things, that mean everything that I'm going through, it doesn't matter what I'm going through, pain, heartache, sickness, whatever I'm going through, it's working out for my good. Working together means cooperate or in compliance with. Everything works together for good. Everything works for the plan of God. Everything that we go through is in the plan of God. It's no accident what we go through. It's no incident what we go through. It's no oops what we go through. It's in the plan of God. So God has already worked it out. God has already predestined us for the suffering. He already know how we're going to come out. So all things are working for my good. Even if I don't understand it, I don't know how this is working. This is painful. I don't know how. But I know that it's working for my good. And the word good, the word for is because for good. Not our good, not our comfort, but what he has already planned, what he has already purposed, what he has already destined for me. God is trying to bring me out victorious on the other side. But before I can get there, I gotta go through some hills. I gotta climb some mountains. I gotta be tested so that I can prove myself to him. The word toward means it's coming my way. It doesn't mean it's going away from me. It means it's coming my way toward me. T-O means toward. T-O-O means included. This is T-O. The blessings are coming my way. They're coming toward me. So I know that they're working together for my good because blessings are coming to me. The love to them who love God. Not an emotional type love, but an agape love, an unconditional love. I love God no matter what I'm going through. I love God no matter what I've been through. Why? Because I know whatever he takes me through is for my good. Oh, it's unwavering. It's love that cannot be compared to. It's like no other love. I love him so much until I'm willing to take whatever come my way. Why? Because I know it's working for my good. I'm willing to take it because I know it's going to bring me out. I know it. I'm going to be victorious on the other side. And who is God? Who is God? God is the supreme, the only wise God, our Savior. He's the one that sits high and looks low. He's the one that sits on the throne of our hearts. He sits in heaven. He sits high and he looks low. The Bible says he rides on the wings of the wind. He's the one that created the heavens and the earth. He's the one that created man. We're talking about a supreme God, and there is no other. That's the one you got to love above everything, even above mother, father, above children, above the things of this world. The agape love that he has deposited in our hearts for us to be able to love him and to take whatever comes our way. Oh, and we're called according. Call is a command. Hallelujah, higher Jesus. Call is a command. And it's according, the word according, in a way appropriate to the particular circumstances. It's according. This means in a way that's appropriate to a particular circumstance. We're called, we're commanded according to an appropriate. We're called in a way that's appropriate to the particular circumstance. In other words, whatever we're going through, it's going to be appropriate for that. God has called us or commanded us. And the purpose, called according to his purpose, what he has for us, what he has planned for us, the reason that something is being done, the reason that we were created, or the reason that we exist is according to the purpose of God, not according. God didn't make us all haphazard. He didn't create us and then decide what was going to happen. Oh, but he, from the foundations of the world, he already decided what was going to happen. Jeremiah said that, I know the thoughts that I have toward you, God told him. I know the thoughts. My thoughts are good and not evil. And in the last part of that, it declares that we will come to an expected end. God already has planned what we're going to be, what we're going to do if we walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. I don't want anybody to think that anyone was predestined to go to hell except one person, and that was the devil and his angels. And Judas Iscariot was the son of perdition. You all know what? All of us have choices. We need to make choice. Good, wise decision. And a wise decision would be to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior so that you can walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. And I kind of restated Romans 8:28 in my own little finite words, my little bit of thought. And you and me understand that everything cooperates closely for the purpose to benefit those that have a deep love for the only wise God if we remain and are called or accepted to fulfill his purpose in conforming with his will. All things work together for our good. And again, let me restate it again. And you and me understand that everything cooperates closely for the purpose to benefit those that have deep love for the only wise God if we remain in a call or accepted to fulfill his purpose in conforming with his will. Because all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Let me tell you something. Everything cooperates with the plan of God. Let me give you an example. Jesus once told his disciples to get in the ship and go to the other side. They got in the ship. It evidently was a clear night. But when they got out in the middle of the sea, a storm came. Hallelujah, Jesus. A storm came. And Jesus walking on the water. They were afraid. The winds became boisterous. Let me tell you something. A storm, the wind, nothing can stop us from going to the other side. When God, Jesus told his disciples to go to the other side, they were going to go to the other side. It didn't matter if the winds got boisterous. It didn't matter if the waters roared, because God has command of the wind. He has command of the waters. All they have to do is speak and say, peace, be still. Everything cooperates with the purpose that God has for us. You see, when we're in the waters and they're rocky and they're shaky and the wind is boisterous and the waters are roaring, this is only a test. Beloved, that is our program for this week, 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. I love you. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week. For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Check or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona, 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona, 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.